You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Dumb idea.
All right. Whose episode is it?
It's yours.
What?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker.
Wait, are you...
It's my episode?
Were you not fucking with...
Well,
is this a bit? This is a bit.
It's not. Well, I know that we've been backlogged for. Oh, motherfucker. Okay.
Yeah. This was the episode that you thought we were going to do a couple times.
Like, yeah, I think two
like
or three times.
Three times?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Which three times was also your episode. So you thought it was your episode twice once.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? Outside of my personal life, I was like, oh, you know what? Like, and I didn't tell you guys this. I was like, oh, fuck, I need to edit my episode. And then I realized, oh, wait, no, I don't have an episode to edit.
Like, fuck, I must edit something. Shit. All
right. Looks like this is a dispatch episode. So.
Motherfucker. Well, since I have you guys here.
Dispatch, go.
You know what? I've been rewatching X-Men 97, so I might as well, you know, I got that on in the background right now. I was actually, you know, when I tend to watch this, I like to cosplay as Wolverine, but yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get in my cosplay. You guys can go ahead and sit here and watch X-Men 97. Yeah, go ahead and sit tight. I'll be right back.
How long is this
gonna
take?
Go ahead and
roughly?
Get into costume. Well, it's a lot of leather, so I'd say maybe about hour and a half. Maybe
depends on how much baby oil he has. Yeah.
Yeah. Or
hopefully
yeah,
hour and a half. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll be right back. Here. Click. X-Men theme song.
Copyright Disney cease and desist.
I don't remember this show being so I can't find the right word. Can you help me find the right word?
Homoerotic, is that the word?
Yes, thank you. Yes,
it's me, gay Wolverine. Hey Cyclops, how you doing?
See, was he always gay Wolverine?
Yeah. Wolverine, were you always gay Wolverine?
Well, it's in the comics, I think, in issue 97 of the comics.
Well, I guess technically since issue 97, I've been gay, but now I'm just claiming it. I'm gay Wolverine.
He's finally
Yes, Charles. Don't you know? Don't you know, Charles? That he's sorry.
Okay.
He's always been gay Wolverine. Has been the whole time.
Oh. He's got a gun, Nate.
And
whoa.
Then, suddenly,
this is getting crazy.
As Nate and Dala watch X-Men 97 on the TV, the TV starts to... a portal starts to emerge from the TV, and it starts to swirl and suck them in.
Ooh.
Oh, it's sucking me.
I'm getting sucked, too.
You two, bring up a D20.
What are our attributes again in this? Is it no dumb an idea?
Okay, so it is no dumb an idea. You got three different stats. No is going to be things like intelligence, wisdom, perception, you know, knowledgeable things. Dumb, it's gonna be, I guess you could say, more physical prowess, strength, constitution, power. An idea, idea could be more of a charisma, you know, influential kind of things. Drop my phone. Influential kind of things, you know. Yeah. I think it kind of. I'm going off of the last. KDI D&D episode. So we shall see.
Was it Dungeons and Dumgins or something like that? Dumguns.
It is a Dungeons and Dumgins.
So we always get sucked into these things, Nate.
Yeah, why are we always the prime candidate for portal suck-offs?
I'm not complaining, I guess, but I'm just...
Like, if I had a nickel for every time I got sucked by a portal, I'd have two nickels. Which, it only happened twice, but that's weird that it happened twice.
Suddenly, give me a no check.
Seven.
Also seven.
Oh my god. I'd say
jackpot, baby.
Yeah, baby.
You know what? I'm gonna say your dual seven brings it up to just the you guys are able to pass just because of your dual seven. So you two find yourself in an empty classroom apart from you two, and you're both are sitting in desks with the table that kind of folds over you, you know.
The nap master from 9000.
any thoughts so far?
We're in school? We're in high
school. I've read the comics. This must be Xavier's school for the special ed or something.
Right. X-Men school. Okay.
Probably. It was a hunch.
Do you think we're just normal people here?
I would hope not.
That would suck.
a man in a wheelchair. Everybody give me a no check. Another no check.
19 total.
Yeah, you notice it's a man in a wheelchair wearing a very obvious toupee. He's just got the darkest toupee that just looks off-center.
Is that Stephen Hawking?
And he's just like, "Hello, my new students. It is I, Professor Dom."
Okay. Can we call you Professor D for short?
Yes, you can. Yes. Wow. Most often my students call me Professor D.
Yeah. Like, yo, the D's coming. Y'all be quiet. Like,
So I've sensed your mutant special ed abilities that have definitely drawn me towards to gathering you towards my class here, my school of mutant freaks.
I'm sorry, did you say we're in special ed?
Now, also, you kidnapped us?
Oh.
Yes. Yes, the both. Oh. You're both correct. You're both so smart.
Man, 0 for 2. Special ed twice. Fuck.
Damn it.
Not even in the fantasy world can I get out
can
of
here. Can I get out of the...
Can't escape it.
So as you know, it is I, Professor Dumb. Yeah. I need two powerful freaks and three powerful freaks. Wait, where there should be a third one. Where's the little one? Where's the little angry one?
It's always the two of us. He always gets out of these things.
Yeah. Maybe TVs and stuff just don't want him.
Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be here to wrangle you guys. Mother,
portals don't like sucking him, I guess.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Not compatible. That makes sense. Yes. Well, anywho, many students, professors, trainers, people at my school have been... My special, very special school for special children, just like you two.
Can you not say special so many times? It hurts more and more every time you say it.
You think it's one of those things that like, oh, it's gonna make him feel good and special, no, you know? But it's nope. like the opposite.
Quite it feels a, bad every time.
Yeah.
There's no one like you. There's no one like you in this world, and you're my very two special boys, which is why I need you for this mission. Okay. It looks like many teachers and professors, and students and trainers and chefs and cooks. It looks like their big toes have been missing. It looks like for some reason there's like a big toe symbiote that's kind of going around from mutant to mutant trying to find a suitable host and yeah. I honestly think this might be your doing. Only? It seems like
yes, we think it's we did it? Host.
A toast?
Yes. It seems like this big toe mutant might have come from No Dumb Idea
rejected
dimension
mutants.
In rejected mutants in Singapore. Yes, it's true.
Yeah, I remember this motherfucker.
Yes.
It's like a big toe.
Yes, you remember. It's mutant. True.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So he's going around sucking off people's toes. Not sucking off people's toes, but like, you know, replacing toes.
Yeah, part of them probably sucking off.
You never know.
Leaving a blood trail, you know?
Damn, you're sucking really hard if you're getting some blood. Jeez. That's
he's
a lot of sucking.
So hard. He sucks so hard, yeah.
You think we're the ones for who should track this guy down?
Yes. I mean you invented him.
We don't have any ability to deal with bad guys.
Yeah.
Oh, well, why don't you go ahead and roll for no?
Nat 20.
A 10, baby. Half of that.
All right, so Nat 20. Nate, you have the ability to, you have the toes goes ability. And that's, your toe can communicate with other people's toes, and that's your mutant ability. And you just have advantage if you communicate with your toe to other people's toes to find out where Big Toe is.
But there's a lot of toes missing because remember, a lot of them got sucked off.
Great.
And Dala,
yeah.
You could properly convince people that you could suck their toes off.
Could suck their toes enough, you said?
Gotcha.
Yeah, suck their toes off.
Yes.
Cool, that's good for my charisma.
We both have powers that are conversation-based.
True. I mean, I guess if it's visual, it wouldn't really transport, like, to podcast well.
I could probably still kick Colossus in a fight, no problem.
I can suck his toes
off.
There
you go.
Yeah, I'll talk to his toes, make him trip.
A lot of balance lost, you know? Yeah.
Walk much?
You're from New York.
Guys, do it now.
There you two go. So, alright, any questions?
Like a million. But I'm assuming you're about to leave.
I don't want to keep you. You seem like you're busy. Yeah, you got a lot going on.
He gets up. He stands up from his wheelchair and walks out of the room.
Is he a Walmart guy? Like, it's one of those people that uses a wheelchair that don't need it.
Yeah, his wheelchair, quote unquote, is actually a Rascal scooter.
Rascal flats.
Hey, life is a highway. Wow.
He's going on his way.
Well,
I didn't know that.
I guess I'll have to go ahead and start interviewing some toes.
Yeah. Who's the most recent? Oh, wait, he left. Never mind.
he left. Yeah,
who's the most recent person to get their toe sucked off? I guess we'll just kind of figure that out.
Yeah, they don't need it. Yeah, so most likely, like in most cartoons, most likely everybody here is actually a bunch of dum-dums, and this will be really easy to figure out.
Oh, totally. I think, you know, why don't we actually go to, if this is like X-Men, there's got to be a Cerebro. Can we just use that in the location?
Oh, yeah.
The
Cerebto.
Cerebto. There you go.
If I, If I
we put it on their toe.
Professor X puts his brain in the Cerebro to find all the mutant brains.
Exactly. I'll put
my toe with my tolekinesis.
You can ask all the world.
And I'll be able to ask all the toes.
Okay, simultaneously. Okay, why don't you guys roll for no?
Yep.
Yeah, roll for no.
21, baby.
Also 21.
Okay, yeah.
These dice can drink, baby.
So once fucking Professor Dumb gets up and Crips walk out of his wheelchair,
nice.
You guys notice that behind him is like a digimap of the Professor Dumb School for Dumb Ideas.
Okay. It's a better. Why was he being special so much then?
On the fourth floor, at the fourth basement, is whatchamacallit?
Cerebro?
The laboratory.
Oh, okay.
Cerebro
is probably
there. Is there anything like big circular shaped, or I guess instead of being shaped like a large sphere, maybe it's shaped like a large toe shaped room? Certainly there must be.
I mean,
like seeming. Cerebro?
Yeah, like Cerebro. You said we saw a laboratory. Do we see Cerebro?
Give me a no check. Both of you can.
Oh, that one's a 4.
13.
So Dala doesn't, but Nate, you do. You do notice that there's a toe-shaped room.
Perfect. All right, we're heading straight for the toe room.
I mean, if this is like X-Men, everything should be like X-theme, but toad theme.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, I hope we meet
when we find Wolverine here, and he what comes out of his knuckles will be toes.
Perfect. Adamantium toes.
Uh huh. Adamantium.
And I hope we meet the villain Toad.
You
said that.
I know.
You said that twice.
You already said that.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah.
I'm just really hoping. Funny.
I really hope we meet him. That's all. I'm just excited, dude. What? Like, kid can't be happy for Santa? Jeez. I mean, let's go beeline straight there if we can. You know.
Yeah. We're heading off to Cerebro.
Yep.
Okay. So you make your way through the, school grounds. You see a bunch of busy students trying to get to their classes, and you kind of, in the middle of a hallway, there's like a, just a very inconspicuous kind of like pillar in the middle of a hallway that has like this keypad kind of next to it. And, you know, at first you look at it and it looks like nothing. But then you see a couple students interact with the keypad, and then it turns out that it's, you know, what you thought was just a pillar in the building was actually an elevator. And so you see the students enter the elevator and they go up, very inconspicuous. If you didn't know, if you've never been here before, you would have thought that this was a single story building.
Oh, handicap accessible. Inside, yeah. Impressive.
Very handicap accessible, yeah.
I guess I was going to say, I hope so, because the leader is handicapped, but I guess he's not, actually.
He's not, no. He's faking that. He stood up and walked. He is.
Being bald isn't a mentally. Come on now.
It's true. You hear a voice in your head go, I am. I'm listening to every thought. I want to make sure that you get this toe guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to tell his toes to start hurting. Get out of my head. Make his toes hurt.
Wait, before you go to my head, what's the code for the elevator? Because we got to go down to try to find him.
Roll for idea.
I mean, hell, you sent us 12. You sent us on this mission. You gotta give us the fucking tools.
He goes, one of the numbers is 2.
Okay.
See, I told you he's mentally handicapped.
Yeah, I guess so. handicapped in a different way.
This is the right school for us. Shit.
Yeah. All right, well, we know it's... Are there any other people around?
We're going to sit... I'm going to sit in front of the number pad, and I'm going to enter every combination of numbers that have 2 in it.
Okay.
And
Dala enters 222222 and it goes through. You guys enter through to the top secret bottom floor laboratory.
It just worked. Okay. Perfect.
Perfect. Awesome. All right. One and done. I love it.
Yes, one of them was two, but also all of them were two.
It's like the penny, or it's like the nickel and the quarter riddle. It's a good one.
I think because it rhymes with toe. It's a little Professor Dumb trick I like to play on
the newbies.
On the newbies.
Yes.
Yeah, that was my favorite toy when I was a kid.
Which one?
A dumb trick. Anyways. Nice.
Okay.
I'm going to look around the laboratory. I'm going to look around. Yes. I'm going to start touching things. I'm going to start drinking any liquids I find.
Oh, okay.
I want extra power.
Dala, why don't
powers.
You give me a no check? And Nate, why don't you give me a dumb check?
Absolutely.
That is a 6 if I've ever seen one.
18 total.
Nice. Boom.
Okay. Slurp. Okay. So, Dala, you don't know where the fuck you are. You actually end up in a janitorial closet.
Okay.
Nate, you...
How do I know that? I don't know that.
You do know that it is. It's true. No, it's true. You do. Okay. It's me, Professor Dumb. You know that it is.
Oh.
Nate, you end up finding, like, a potion or, you know, you kind of sneak into a little lab. Beast's little lab. BLL, if you will. And you drink like a green potion, like a sneaky little green potion, and fuck, what was it? What does it do?
Yeah, roll for what it does.
Beast's brainy lab, if you will.
I think it's an 18.
What was that? Yeah, I rolled an 18.
What did you roll?
Oh, 19? 18.
Yeah, you turn into Peter Griffin.
No, that's not. I wasn't giving you a prompt.
I was.
I kill myself.
But before that, you do the bird is the word.
Yeah, dance. If I'm Peter Griffin, I won't die. I'll just wait. I'll just wake up the next day back at home. That's what the trade. Cruel. I'm invincible, but I'm Peter Griffin now. Yeah.
what cruel world, exactly. Lois.
Yeah, so you go, what was your mutant ability again? You could talk to toes?
I could talk to toes.
So you could talk to toes now, but you're also Peter Griffin.
Great.
There you go.
Sorry, Nate.
And then Dala, what are you doing?
I'm going to, like, steal some stuff from the janitor's closet.
I think he's still in the closet.
Yeah. I want to see if there's any, like, janitory keys that they left out I could take.
Ooh, give me a no check.
It's 14.
Yeah. So you find some chemicals, you know, you find some cleaning supplies, and then in the back you find a key card.
Ooh, okay, I'll take that. That'll be useful. Probably
all access.
I'm gonna go find the closet he's in.
Right behind it, you find an EBT card.
I'll leave that because
now is useless.
Well, I guess it's just plastic at this point. I mean, also, I was like, I don't need it. He needs it more than I. Or they, whoever they are. Also, when Peter Griffin opens the door, he's going to be like, holy crap, it's Dala.
Holy like crap.
Like the meme.
It's Dala.
Hey, oh, hey, Peter. I didn't know you got here.
Nah, I'm just yanking your chain. It's me.
Oh, you got me. It's me.
Nate, give me a dumb check.
Okay. 18 again.
All right, now you've just turned so you're not Peter Griffin anymore. You're now a blue furry You're a blue furry.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
With the Peter Griffin
like
voice.
Beast? No. Nice. No. You don't no, you're not the no.
Oh, I thought you were saying I was in a blue fursuit. Like fursuit. You're saying I'm actually I'm an animal person now.
You're a fursona.
Yeah. Now you're basically
Beast. Oh, hell
yeah.
Yeah. Basically, Beast.
Yeah, I wonder if Beast Whoever is anyone's persona. Yeah, Beast is kind of nondescript. So yeah.
I'm Beasto.
Wait, which Beast are you? Are you the gorilla?
I'm pretty sure I still got my toe talking powers. So
true.
And then suddenly, and I got my everybody give me a no powers. Check.
Oh shit.
11.
18 again.
Jesus Christ.
Some loaded ass dice.
You notice
oops, all 18s.
A limping a blue gorilla cat creature kind of limping towards you. Yes, on, crack. It's so funny. I misspoke. Yes, he's no, on just, crack just, too. Crack. No, you don't know. He's on crack. No, and he's cracked that's up. Fine. He's like, oh, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Who are you two? What the heck? Egads, Godzooks.
Well, Professor Dumb sent us. We're here to
Big D.
Figure out something.
Something about the Professor toe sucker. D. Yeah, we're looking for Toe Sucker,
find,
dude.
Yeah, we gotta find Toe Sucker.
So, figured we'd use Cerebro
Toe Sucker. Yeah. Oh, son of a bitch! And he looks down, and his toe is leaking, blood red. Or I guess you could just say blood, even red blood.
Sure,
even.
Yeah.
That would be even better.
Oh,
thing nice. To say. Nice. Yeah, there's blood everywhere. He's like, oh, yes. Yes, there is some kind of mutant that came by and sucked me off damn good. And my Godzooks, you know, all of a sudden I don't have a toe. And, you know, he thought that I would have been a good host. But then suddenly Godzooks, he got off my toe. And then I can't stop bleeding.
All right, I'm going to talk to his toes and I'm going to be like, hey.
Sure.
You need to stop bleeding and stop hurting right now for this guy. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He's on crack.
So I'm gonna tell. That's what I'm gonna tell his toes.
Give me an idea. Idea roll.
Let's see. Ooh, a total of 4.
They go. ¿Qué quieres? ¿Qué estás? ¿Qué dijiste? ¿Qué pasó?
Oh no! Oh no! ¿Qué dijiste?
¿Qué pasó, señor? I didn't know they had a Spanish class here.
Yeah, I can speak Spanish, but my toes can't, so I'm stuck here. Yeah, I never taught them that.
It's a regional Spanish, you know, for toes Spanish.
Meanwhile, Beast is like, oh, Godzooks, my goddamn toes hurt, or my toes,
yeah, the one,
I only have one toe.
Oh, don't worry, I know what'll help. And I'm gonna.
It's like a science pun because I'm a scientist.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna flick his ear, and I'll be like, "Bing! There, see now? Don't your toes hurt less because you're thinking about your ear?"
Yeah, because now your ear hurts.
Give me a idea.
4 again.
He's like, well, that feels good. It's not gonna work.
I'm gonna go back in the janitor's room and get some, like, see if there's any gauze or anything I can use as to wrap up his toe or his foot.
Oh yeah, do a no check.
Come on. Oh, a nat 1, perfect.
Nope.
I tried. Sorry, Mr. Beast, dude. I tried. I couldn't see shit.
It's me, Mr. Beast. Godzooks.
I'm gonna say, hey, Mr. Beast. Do you know anyone whose toes don't? Whose toes speak English? My toes only speak English. Do you know anyone whose toes speak English who has also been a victim so that I can interview their toes?
Also, follow-up question, but after that.
Well, the only victim I know, well, not so much a victim, Godzooks, is a gay Wolverine. It seems like someone tried to suck his toes off, but no one was able to successfully do it.
Right, okay. Are they? Yeah, sure. And where is Gay Wolverine right now? Oh, I know how to find him. Mm-hmm. We'll use Cerebro.
The thing we keep talking about, we just keep not doing.
Good idea. Also, where is it?
Well, I was going to ask you, Mr. Beast.
Yeah, Mr. Beast, don't you know? Or do we have to like survive staying in a room for 24 hours to?
To get the be able to access and if we don't stay we don't get it.
Well Dala, you were about to ask a question.
Yeah,
I just feel like you hopped onto Nate's question. What was your question gonna be?
Oh, just like, how long ago was your toe, because your toe's still bleeding, so how fresh is that? Like,
oh no, I'm a diabetic, so it takes really a while. Thin blood. Yeah, it takes a while.
I guess when was your toe sucked off?
Like 9 days ago.
Okay, so you don't...
Still bleeding?
Sheesh, yeah, you should probably go to the doctor. I mean, I know you're a scientist.
That's like leukemia, brother.
I'm a really big diabetic.
Gosh, you should be dead.
Yeah, I mean,
just say that. You don't just tell people that they should be dead.
I say that all the time. I don't know about you. Maybe you can't say that. I do it all the time.
No, I tell Apocalypse. I go up. Jesus, sorry, I kicked my chair. Apocalypse, you should be dead. And
how does that feel? Probably great. Yeah. It probably feels great to say that.
Sometimes you just gotta get it out. You know?
Dark beast.
Isn't it great to say that to people? So.
Well, Mr. Dark I'm Beast. Bleeding out. Probably should get going to the infirmary.
And you don't know where Cerebto is?
Oh, yeah, you don't know any?
No, but maybe ask Gay Wolverine. He asks that we call him that now. It's fine.
Where is he,
we
though?
All agree to it.
Did you know where he's at?
He's probably at the school bar.
Gay Wolverine? Yes, yeah. He's probably at the school bar. Good point.
Logay, as I know him. Logay.
No, his name is Logan.
Yeah, I mean, that's not... We go back.
He's still Logan. He just asks that everybody calls him Gay Wolverine.
Yeah, his name's actually Gainal.
No.
Gainal.
Yeah, Logan backwards.
Gainal. Gainal. Oh, I was like, Gainal.
Okay. Okay, buddy.
Wouldn't it be no-gay? No-gal?
Professor Beast waves his wand and zaps you two into the schoolyard.
Oh, mad.
And
blink! Yeah. And now we're in the schoolyard. Where's the bar at? Mr. Professor D. Mr. Big D. I know you can hear me. Where's the school bar at?
Can't hear you.
What happened?
Oh, sorry. The reception was a little off. Sorry, I think we were the wrong channel.
Was he like eating a sandwich or something? Can we hear his chewing?
It's kind of gross. I don't like that. It's like the sound of chewing in your ear. It's kind of gross.
Hello, this is Professor D.
Yeah, yeah. Well, by chance, you know where Gay Wolverine is, or like a school bar would be by chance, so we can try to catch him?
Where's the bar? Punch. I know you got one, old man. I know you have a school bar.
It's the one on the left. No, it's the one on the left. No, your other left. Shush. It's the other left. No. What happened?
I know. I know there's a school bar, so we need to know where it is.
Yeah, where's the
hooch, old man?
We're trying to find Gay Wolverine.
Oh yes,
yeah, that.
Logan.
No, you have to put it downstairs. Put it downstairs. Okay.
Are you moving or something? Like, what's going on?
I'm a little bit busy. I'm moving a little bit. There's just
why are all those movers shirtless?
There's been a divorce. Yeah.
How can we
there's
hear them being shirtless?
It's so weird. I'm Professor Dumb.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Big D, as I like
what
to call
was
your you.
Question?
School bar. Stat. Where is it? We're trying to help you out.
Where's the school bar?
You brought
bar?
Us to do you a favor. Come on, man.
Yes, I have a lot going on, okay? I'm Professor Dumb. I'm in the middle of a divorce. I'm moving. Okay. I need you guys to find the big toe who's sucking off everyone's toes and whatnot.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to do, but you need to tell us where the bar is, or else I'm going to light all your possessions on fire before they can move them.
Ooh, that's a good one. You don't have to move shit, because you ain't got none.
Little do you know, my bitch ex-wife has already lit my possessions on fire. She's lit my possessions
so what are they carrying?
Fire. She's lit my heart on fire. Ashes!
Oh.
You're moving ashes?
I didn't know you can also burn ashes or burn Lego to ashes.
I'm going to put them in the time travel machine, and I'm going to send them back to
Krakoa. I'm walking away. I'm going to burn this place to the ground before I leave.
You want to? Okay, wait. Don't leave. Okay, fine. At the edge of the courtyard, you'll find. Yeah. Okay. So yes, at the edge of the courtyard. Past the tennis courts, basketball courts. You'll find the outdoor bar. Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Bye. Click.
Just wait. Are you? No.
I already hung up.
Nate, are you still there? Can you help me move?
I'm still here.
I need somebody to help me move.
Oh nope. Click. Bye. Nope.
It is I.
I'm busy that day.
Nate.
I swear, if we have any more hitches in this fucking adventure, if we have any more hitches in this adventure, I swear we should just come back to the bar and just fucking drink. At least we know where that's at now.
Well, I'm going to be honest. That was my first plan. Once I heard that that's where Logan was, where Gainal is, I was like, you know what? If at this point, if he doesn't help us, I'm just going to get fucking shit-faced.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious like, what X-Men drink anyways. Or I guess what are these? T-Men? Tomen?
The cool X-Men? Ones.
Yeah.
Tomen? Yeah. I think he's still around. He's still kicking. I don't think he's been defeated by Fungus kicking. Lord yet. So
I like it. Yeah. Athlete's foot. The athlete's foot.
Yeah. Oh man, that I imagine that might be the name of the sinister toe sucker at some point. Alright, so we head out. We're heading out to the bar. We're walking up to the bar.
Holy shit. Going to the clam. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Peter. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Logan.
You just at the clam, okay?
Yes, you asked for Peter?
It's I. Colossus.
Yes, you want me to make you a drink?
Sure. Give me the strongest thing you got.
Alright.
Not a naked gun joke.
Vodka bourbon. I go ahead and make you a vod burb. Okay, yeah. Here you go. Mix vodka and bourbon together. Shake. Here you go.
Thanks, man.
Do you have Everclear?
Do I have Everclear? which
good shit.
Which one
is the clear that? One with the corn on the label?
It says Ever.
Is that like the vod. The vodka, or is that?
No, it's a green alcohol, I believe, or an ethanol. Is it ethanol?
Green.
It's clear. Yeah. It's like vodka.
Everybody, give me a
corn, not potato.
A idea. Give me a no check.
17. 13.
This person is panicking. You notice that Colossus kind of, once you ask him about the Everclear, the facade starts to break a little bit.
I'm going to lean in real close and I'm going to say, hey, metal man, what are you hiding from us? Have you seen the toe sucker?
Okay, give me your choice of a no check or an idea check.
No. Boom. Come on, 4 total.
4 and 1?
Yeah.
Oh, me? Am I rolling too?
Oh, no, I think it's just me.
Oh, I thought it was just him. No, sorry. Was it a no, you said? 11.
That's no or idea?
Yeah, I'll do no. It's 11.
Okay. You see, Dala, you notice that as Colossus is talking to you and starting to mix their drink, as they start to panic in their question, they kind of shiver a little bit, and like you see like scales kind of flutter throughout their body.
The fuck? I'm like, hey,
scales. I'm gonna use my huge beastly body and slam Mystique to the ground.
Give me a dumb check.
Yeah, 11.
Ooh, okay. Dala, do you do anything?
I'll be like, no. I mean, I'm just being surprised. Like, oh shit, good guy, Nate.
Good guy, Nate.
What do you know, Mystique? Yeah. What do them toes know?
What do them toes do?
Give me a idea check.
That's what Mystique says to me.
Just Nate.
Not one.
Nice.
She spits in your mouth.
Ooh, free.
Perfect outcome. Free.
Yeah. All right. It's free, baby.
For free.
I'm gonna be like, hey.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna
swallow dramatically.
Nice.
Oh my god. Okay. Nope. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna put my. You have advantage on charisma checks now.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna put my like. She looks at that. She's like, oh, okay.
Oh. I'm gonna put my foot like on her, like kind of like on her, but not like somewhere to be like, hey, my friend asked you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to intimidate her.
Foot. Okay, go ahead and give me a idea check.
I was gonna originally step on her neck, but I was like, no, then she can't talk. It's on that one, so.
Jesus Christ.
I just missed and I step on the floor or something.
No, she bites your pinky toe off. She bites your toe off while winking at Nate and like spitting in his mouth. And
I moan.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, wait, are you the toe sucker?
She goes, no, but
she
I wish. No, I was only designated with finding the toe sucker, the big toe, and removing him from, I think, Johnny Big Toe. I forgot what the name was. But yes.
I'll look it up. But who hires you to do that?
Give me a idea.
19.
She reluctantly like looks around. You guys have her fucking kind of dead to rights, and she's like, "All right."
Even though she bit my toe off and spit on us.
No, she bit your pinky off. Your pinky toe off.
It's still toe.
Oh, I thought you said big toe. My bad.
No.
She looks around. She's like, "It was Magneto." Magneto wanted to ascend.
Magneto?
And absorb Big Toe's power to become Magneto.
Oh. Fucking saw through his ruse, that motherfucker.
So he's been sucking toes to gain the power?
Give me a idea.
Yeah. 20.
Nice.
Not natural, but a 20.
She goes, we've been trying to track down Big Toe, but he's been hopping from toe to toe, body to body, host to host, trying to evade us. And now we think that he's on his way to Gay Wolverine, the strongest mutant in the world.
Is that for fact?
That's who we came to find.
Yeah, we were looking for him, though, yeah.
Do you know where Gay Wolverine is?
Give me a charisma. Or a idea.
Do I still have advantage?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You should.
On ideas, you said so.
Why you wouldn't.
I already said yeah.
That's an 18.
I said
okay.
Yeah.
She's like, what'd you ask again?
If she knows where Gay Wolverine is.
Nah, he's
she's a criminal.
I think he's in the tennis courts.
Wait, so instead of like riding a motorcycle, Gay Wolverine plays tennis?
Yeah, well, yes, he can do whatever he wants to. It doesn't. He's just Gay Wolverine. He just asks that we call him Gay
the same
Wolverine now.
But like, why do his hobbies change because he's gay?
Suddenly she goes. Gah! And then she melts into a puddle of just
like goo.
Why does that always happen when I ask people that question?
Yeah. How much do you ask that question? How many dolls did you have?
And so often do people melt into goo.
So you'd have a bunch of money, is what you're saying, if you had nickel for every time that happened.
Yeah, I'd be rich. I'd be rich there.
Oh my god.
Also, I think the character's name is Thousand Toesies.
Your Professor Dumb's thoughts go, oh my god, you turn people. Maybe that might be a secondary mutant ability
you might accidentally
be able to turn people into goop.
Ask him specific questions.
Nobody asked you, Professor Dumbass. D. And then I'm gonna hum like a really annoying jingle to a commercial.
O'Reilly.
And I'm just gonna be like thinking that full blast in my head.
So you get stuck in his head. Did he turn into goo too?
I hope so.
You can hear the goo, like.
Hey, if there's one thing I'm known for,
It's making people goo.
Goo.
All right. Yeah. So
let's head over to tennis courts.
We're going to head off to the tennis courts.
I think it's, yeah. Hey, 15 love.
Perfect.
Am I right?
It's me, Professor X2. Yeah. I've reincarnated into my twin brother who is in a coma.
Yeah, that seems pretty accurate, actually, to X-Men comics. So.
Wait, did you, you Emperor Palpatine yourself?
No, I X-Men 3 The Last Standed myself. Look it up.
Yeah, that does happen. Are you Professor Idea? Is that your twin brother?
No.
Oh, no. Professor No? Like K-N-O-W?
Exactly, yes.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is this guy also in a chair?
Well, the other one wasn't.
No, but I'm holding a chair. I'm pushing an empty chair.
Gosh,
yes.
I see.
Is this like a physical therapy thing, or is this just for, yeah. Like, what's the purpose of the chair? Okay.
Yes.
Ask and it will be answered.
I guess so. Well, if you can tag along if you like, but we're about to do this this job for you. We're going to solve everything. Don't you worry.
Are you still in a divorce, actually, I guess, now that you're reincarnated, or is it null? Or,
that's my brother. I don't talk to my brother. Yes, that's my brother.
Wait, I thought you were reincarnated, or not reincarnated, but you know what I mean? You took over.
No, his brother's actually in the middle of a gay marriage. He's gets married today.
Oh, shit. We gotta stop the wedding, or crash it.
Ooh.
All right, so what do you want?
Oh, yeah, where's Gay Wolverine? He should be
we're going
here.
To the tennis courts.
Okay.
Can you help us, or
go
are we
that
there?
Way.
All right, thanks.
He points to the left.
Okay, bye. We're going to go look for Gay Wolverine.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me just say,
so you walk. No, you don't. You don't. You're not the. You're not leading this. You don't.
You're not the narrator.
You're not the narrator.
That's what I hear in my mind.
Do you always hear that in your mind?
Yeah.
Knew it.
So that's what you guys hear right now. as you walk towards the tennis courts. Give me a no check.
No.
13.
12.
Okay. You see that there's a you both try to at first you hear the and you try to see where it's coming from, and your eyes kind of gather on a table in the distance where it's a very long kind of ping pong table. And while this is a tennis court, it looks like they're playing outdoor ping pong. And yeah, it looks like it's somebody.
All terrain ping pong.
Yeah, you know, you see a hairy man in the distance, and you also see like a. What looks like a man from New Orleans, know, whatever you think that is.
You know what those
is.
Look like.
Yeah, you know what they look like.
Yeah.
Gamto. That's what this guy looks like.
What do you guys do with that knowledge?
I'm going to go up to, well, once there's like a pause in the game, like whenever someone, I'm going to go up to him, to Wolverine.
Can I ask real quick, are they wearing proper ping pong attire? You know,
crop tops?
Official.
Short polo, short shorts.
Crop
top
short
shorts? Crop top short shorts, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're wearing crop top short shorts.
It's a hot day, you know, makes sense. Outdoor. Yeah. Outdoor ping pong.
Yeah.
Outdoor table tennis. So, I'm going to go to a gay Wolverine. Hey, you play a mighty fine game there, if I do say so myself.
What the hell do you want from me, bub?
Just a little bit of your time, baby. You know, I'm just here to, you know, ask you a couple questions. You know, don't want to disrespect or anything.
Give me an idea roll.
That's a low. 12. It's not too bad.
He, like, eyes you up and down. He goes... All right, you got about 2 minutes. What do you want?
That's perfect. Yeah, I mean, we're looking for the big toe dude. There's been a toe massacre going around. People getting sucked
toe
off.
Toe hopper.
we have a reason to believe you might be the next target. Or yep. I don't know. I don't know
if he's been targeted for you yet. Overall.
Yeah.
Ooh, give me another. Well, both of you then, give me another idea roll.
17.
I dropped my dice. 15.
Okay. He looks really apprehensive and angry at first, and he looks at both of you and goes, you see him pop his claws out, and he goes, "What the hell do both of you know about me?"
Well, we know. We've heard you're like the strongest mutant, and because that, you're the strongest mutant, the toe guy's coming for your toe, because since you're the strongest mutant, you must have the strongest toe.
Also, Magneto wants your toes, it sounds like, for his power. And you're gay. We know you're gay, Wolverine.
Wait, you... What do you mean you know I'm gay? Why are you calling me gay?
That's what Professor X said. Professor Dumb.
Well, and also Professor Beast, Dumb said Mr. you're gay, Beast. Wolverine.
And so I did think... Mystique.
Yeah,
Mystique everyone... and Mr. Beast also said everyone's you were gay, you... Wolverine.
Sorry,
I thought
you...
that was just your name.
They said that, like, I thought that was, like, I thought Wolverine name. Was your dead name. Yeah, I thought that was, like, you know, you're, like, changing your name.
You're Logan, but you're also known as Gay Wolverine.
Yeah.
No.
Because you're not a normal Wolverine, that's an animal.
That makes sense.
I'm just Wolverine, why are they calling me that?
I think there might be a misunderstanding here.
Yeah. Don't shoot the messenger.
Maybe you were aware of what your official hero name actually is in the books. Maybe in the books it is.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Who names you guys? Do you get a name yourself, or is it like?
Yeah, were you assigned?
He looks down at his name tag. It says Gay Wolverine. He's like, son of a bitch! I've never looked down.
Yeah, I think you just you kind of breezed over it. Your mind didn't want to see.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, it makes sense why everybody's been calling me Gay Wolverine.
Can you maybe put some painter's tape over that or something? You know, kind of.
No, I guess I'm gay now.
Oh, that's how that works.
Yeah, but I guess not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
It's super cool. It's very liberating. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Okay. I'm now gay, you don't. Now you can stop pretending that you don't want to fuck Scott.
Mon ami, you want to fuck a Scott? Why do you want to fuck a Scott? What the fuck? It is a me, a sunspot.
Oh, nice. I love it. Everyone's favorite Cajun, Raging Cajun from New Orleans.
Sunspot, the Raging from, Cajun.
Yeah, NOLA national hero, Sunspot.
Who looks exactly like someone
straight
from
Sunspot.
Louisiana would look
I love the idea of the X-Men are all like whatever sexuality they are. It's their name. Like, I'm bisexual rogue. I'm trans. I'm trans.
These are the dumb men. These are dumb men.
Yeah, Ace Nightcrawler.
The LGBTQ men. I love Ace.
Switch Juggernaut.
Non-binary.
Bottom Juggernaut.
Leather Daddy Magneto.
Jesus Christ, where are we? Okay.
Tennis. Table tennis.
All right, well.
Gay Wolverine, will you help us, please? Help us find the toe, like...
Yeah, we need your help defeating the toe and Magneto.
And the Brotherhood of
He tried to suck me off, and then you know, I had to kick him away, and I saw him go into a nearby swamp. So, you know, do with that what you will.
Where's the swamp? Can you point us to the
that
right
way?
Direction?
There's always a swamp.
Give me a perception check or a no check.
It's a 6.
Nate.
Oh, me too. My bad.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a 7.
6-7.
6-7.
Right. Shut up.
You said it.
You guys don't know.
Said it before I did.
Yeah, okay. He points in one direction, and both of you look in different directions.
Nice. Like the opposite of directions.
Like, right, he's like, I've lost all pointing abilities from here on out. I'm out of here. And then he's like...
Oh, that was a mess.
Nope.
I'm gonna look at Sunspot. Straight
wait,
Sunspot.
Did you say he goes tick, 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 and zooms away? Is he a bug?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He didn't snicked away? Just kidding.
No, yeah, yeah. Both of those things.
It sounded like he scuttled away.
So no, you're talking a straight Sunspot now?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait.
Hey, straight Sunspot. You were with us. You got our sixes. You got our six. Come on. Professor Dumb says so.
Yeah.
I love
you. You need to help us.
Give me, both of you, give me an idea check.
Yeah, 5.
16.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay. He doesn't look at you. He looks at you, Dala, and then he's like, oh, bon ami, oui. And then he looks at Nate, and then he's just like, oh, okay.
I love this guy.
And then he tags along.
Cool.
Good.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead to the swamp. I guess, do we know what the swamp is?
What's fire in French? Do you know what fire is? Get ready to use la flamme.
Le fuego. Yeah, la flamme. Le fume.
Le fuego.
That's got to be offensive to someone, right? Oh, sorry. Hey. Are they out there? Hello?
It'll be offensive to us, at least. At least we'll make sure we're offended.
Because I don't really care. Anyways. Yeah.
All right, so you guys are going to the swamp.
Swamp.
Yeah. So, so you guys are walking through the swamp, Scooby-Doo style, you know, like, 2D side style, you know, you're all walking.
Like six frames.
You two, straight Sunspot, you know.
Oh, cool, you actually joined. Okay.
Straight spot.
Yeah, yeah, you brought him with
you. Yeah,
Yeah, everybody give me a no check.
That one, motherfucker.
Ooh,
Jesus
one
Christ.
Seven.
Well, let me...
Yeah, it makes it fun.
Yeah, no, okay. So, Sunspot goes like, so where do you think that you are going? What is it that we are trying to find in this swamp?
It's how you say it. Yeah. Gay Wolverine said the toad's over here somewhere.
Le toad.
Le toad? Now, do you mean le toad, T-O-E-D?
No, just no D.
No D. Like, E-D, yeah.
Oh, oui, oui.
Just like you like it, straight Sunspot.
Suddenly, give me a no check.
All of us?
Huh?
Yeah.
Ooh, 18.
Okay. You guys hear a rumbling in the distance, and as you turn, you see the Legion of Doom's, like, head kind of rise up from the swamp, you know?
The little base. Like okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. And Sunspot goes, I think Le Magneto is over there. Oui, oui.
Talk about getting some head. All right.
Nice.
I'm going to use my big beast body to jump over. Or wait, is there
I forgot your beast.
Or something
yeah.
to the entrance?
Yeah, I forgot you're a beast, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a beast. I'm a beastie boy.
Perception? Give me
both
a
of us, sir.
I roll my die and I get 18.
Just him.
Did you?
I can roll.
I'm gonna fight these guys because they're really mean.
9.
So, Dala, you don't see anything. Nate, did you roll?
Yeah, I got 18. I was rapping.
Oh, you did get 18. Because
I'm a I'm a beastie
can't
boy.
Stop it. No popping.
Yeah,
big
dude.
Topping. You know, I thought
big
that's what you were getting at.
Mm-hmm. Pop, lock, and drop.
Can't dropping. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you must have a third mutant ability to rap. Jesus. Yeah, so
I Ooh, no, rap. Actually, my third one's turning people into goo. My fourth one's rapping.
I thought that was your second one was the goo one. That's why.
No, my second one's the beast one.
Oh, I guess the beast
beast because my first one's tokenesis.
So you have four.
You have tokenesis. You
I'm actually an omega level mutant.
Yeah. Wait. So what are they? You're a you have
tokenesis.
You're a beast.
I have beast form.
You could turn people into goo.
I could turn people into goo. And I'm a pretty decent, I'm pretty good rapper.
Rap.
And I'm a SoundCloud rapper.
And I can suck toes.
You fucking do. Yeah, you're really good at sucking toes.
I'm really good at that.
My first power is my SoundCloud rap. Believe in yourself. Anyways.
You're like, check all out right, my shit.
Nate, you're able to see that the Legion of Doom's whatchamacallit, like base rises up, and then you know, the mouth from the precipice kind of opens, and out comes fellow mutant O-Girl, who's really good at giving orgasms. And then there is
I thought she was an O-Girl, as in like, this is her swamp.
That's probably better than what I came.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that comes out next, though, so that you're happy. Yeah, so that works. Great. Yeah, so that comes out next. Yeah,
this is then,
Joe Biden comes out third time. He's really confused. He doesn't know where he's at.
Hello, fats. I mean,
hey, fat. What the hell? What's going on?
We spy in the background Donald Trump giving Bill Clinton a blowjob.
No.
Heard about that?
No, you're not the narrator.
I know, but my character saw
actually,
that.
Actually, no, I do want that. Actually, no, we talked about that. Fuck yeah, we see that. Mm-hmm. So we see that.
And some sloppy head in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Scooby-Doo and Shaggy come out.
That Cheeto toppy.
It's very problematic that they come out. People are like, what the fuck? Why did they come out? You know, it's almost like the Epstein list where you see names on there that you're like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Although you don't.
Shaggy and Scooby are League of Evil?
They're in the League of Evil. It's true.
I'm not surprised. I think it's an accident, though. I think it's one of those things where they just kind of fell into it, you know?
Nah. It's all front. It's all front. It's all been an act.
Yeah.
And then No roll?
15.
9. Oh, shit.
Okay. Again, Nate, you see, as the last people leave, you see a Magneto come out with a really bloody toe, and he's just like, all right, thank you everybody for coming to the meeting, the annual Legion of Doom meeting.
Is it a potluck?
Where we plan to wipe out humanity and everybody who isn't like us. Yes, hiss! And then everybody hisses.
All right, I immediately make a dramatic entrance into the middle of the group, and I say, not so fast, League of Evil, and I stomp my foot down, and I send a wave of toe energy into their toes.
Ooh, nice. I like it. Okay. And I'll be in the back, ready to go.
Ooh, your choice. Give me an idea or a dumb roll.
Dumb roll.
Dumb.
13.
Okay, everybody's stunned.
You managed to stun
Scooby, Shaggy, Joe Biden. Who else was there?
Donald Trump giving some sloppy head.
So right away, I got a pounce on Joe Biden.
Yeah. I'm gonna get Magneto in a headlock. Yeah, I get him in a headlock like Mr. Boss did in Smiling Friends.
Oh my god.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
I'm speaking his language. Come on, give up. Come on, stop it. Give up.
While he's headlocked, I'm going to go up and I'm going to touch my toes to his toe stumps so I can sense what happened in the past
to his toes. Yeah.
So give me a dumb roll. Yeah.
That's a 17, baby.
Okay, so you successfully put him in a headlock, and then, Nate, what are you doing?
I'm going up to touch my toes to his stumps so I can sense what happened to them.
Your interlocking toes? Okay.
Ooh, I like that, yeah.
Okay.
His ghost, his phantom toe. Fanto.
Give me a... A no. Give me a no check.
10.
Okay. So as you're as you interlock toes, you flash back to toes coming out of the womb, and then toes being put into shoes for the very first time, and then toes making their way through Auschwitz and through the camps.
Boring. And, skip.
And then toes kicking the ass of the X-Men. And then suddenly zoom in there's on the asses. A little, almost like a worm-like toe, just kind of like scrunching itself towards Magneto's unknowing boots. And you see that it's like, oh, well, hello there, Mr. Toe. I would like to replace you so that I could be on your toe. And then you see that Magneto's toe kind of communicates back and forth, and it communicates with the other toes, and it detaches itself from his foot. And then you see that the big toe is like, all right, well, I'm just going to go ahead and settle here for and be on this go ahead and Magneto toe, and we shall see if it is a perfect fit.
All right, fast forward.
And then you see Magneto throwing up. He's throwing up. He's having a violent reaction. He's having diarrhea. And then he rips his toe off, and you know, this new ugly toe, and kind of throws it into the ether.
Into where?
Wait, the new toe or just the old toe?
Into the distance. The new toe.
So he takes out the new toe and throws it. Okay. So
he's like, into the what? I'm sorry. I'm missing something. Into the what?
Into the distance.
Oh, the like into the swamp?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you see? You know where? What
this means, Dala. Mm. Time to engage my toe senses.
Mm. Mitosis.
Mm-hmm. Mitosis. Mm-hmm. I'm nice. With big beastly lunges. I'm gonna take big like jumps, and every time I land, my toes will send out feelers to try and sense nearby toes.
I like it.
Ooh.
As I splash my way through the mud.
A series of dumb checks.
All right, dumb check number one. 12.
Okay. You start to, as you land in the swamp, you kind of, you know, at first the water that you're jumping into looks green, right? Or like very swampy, very dirty, murky. But yeah. Once you make your initial jump, you know, and you sink to the bottom and come back up, you notice that blood from the bottom kind of starts to rise up to the top of the surface of the swamp, and it leads you into a direction. Left. Some would say. All right.
Gonna be following that blood, baby. I'm gonna follow that blood. I'm gonna sniff it. I'm gonna sniff at it with my beast nose.
I'm gonna run after and like kind of follow in the back in the distance. Toes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the beast nose.
I'm also gonna. I'm gonna toes. nut check Magneto on my way. That's running before I leave.
Just like, give me a dumb check.
That's a 13.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you do it.
Did it.
It's like, how my testicles.
God, honestly, there's a lot of villains in the world who I feel like it would be so satisfying just to give them a swift nard tap. Just the kind where you get that perfect flick with the fingernails.
Professor X.
God, I could feel that. Yeah. Honestly,
Professor X, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is. I don't know if he'd feel it, though.
Punch him in the nuts.
Would he have feeling?
Feel it, so it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know if he'd.
Like, how's it satisfying
that?
Then?
You feel that? You feel that? You feel that? Dude, that's awesome. New dream unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm following the blood.
Yeah. And I'm following
sniffing.
Me.
I'm sniffing and I'm following.
All right.
And I'm also sniffing for no reason, though.
Yeah. Both of you give me a no check.
That's an
16.
Eight. So, I didn't see shit, as Nate, usual.
Nate, you hear a ooh-hoo-hoo,
3D Squeldon.
Wherever I hear that coming from, I'm gonna, like, I'm gonna like fucking dive. I'm gonna dive kick at it with my beastly strength.
I'm gonna see Nate do that. And I'm also
gonna. I'm pouncing immediately.
I'm gonna dive kick after.
No trust.
Give me a dumb with disadvantage.
Oh no, disadvantage.
I'm also kicking in response to Nate. Do you want me to roll too or no?
Yeah, with disadvantage as well. Yeah.
Oh, it's a nat 20. So let's see what. 19.
All right, with disadvantage. Oh, wait, no, I rolled.
It's a dumb, right? So it's a 21 and a 20, or sorry, 21 and a 22.
All right, so Nate, you miss, but Dala, you manage to stomp and immediately catch the crying separated big toe, and he's like, ah. Why are you being mean to me? Why do you have me trapped? Everybody has always been mean to me.
You've been taking people's toes.
Yeah, we're hunting you because
you're the culprit here.
Still, people have bloody toes. Like, Mr. Beast is dying slowly and painfully.
Well, Mr. Beast has always been dying, but I'm just trying to find a suitable host ever since Tony Toe, or whoever the name of my previous host was. I think Joe. Right. Joe Toe?
Yeah, enabling telekinesis sync up toes to see if my toes are my feet are compatible with him as a toe.
And what I'll do is I'm going to make you feel better, Mr. Toe friend. I'm going to suck you so hard. You'll be so fine. You don't need anyone for a while. Just gotta use my meat power.
Yeah. Plus using our powers that you gave us.
Yeah, I gotta use it. It's Chekhov's gun. I'm gonna use it to fucking heal your sorrows, little toe man. Do I gotta roll for it, or? Because that's my power.
That's right.
I'm giving Dala the look just the deepest stare right now.
Hey, you gave me this power.
Hey, you put that Chekhov's gun on
it's
the table.
It's Chekhov's gun, baby. You don't give me a gun.
Chekhov don't expect me to.
Yeah, Chekhov's toe.
What are you doing again? What are you trying to do? You're trying to suck on him?
I'm trying to suck him so make him feel better because I got super convincing people suck their toe power. You gave me the power.
I'm trying to suck him to make him feel better.
Yeah, because I got super sucking toe powers specifically.
I imagine, which is the primary use of toe sucking.
I don't know where I see a toe.
To make the sucky feel better.
Give me
what? Right?
Give me an idea with advantage.
I was like, I better have advantage because it's my superpower.
Yeah, damn straight.
Okay, that's an 8. Fucking hell. Please give me like a 20. All right, 18. I'll take that.
Okay. Wow. Oh, that is something very pleasant. I very much like that.
No problem.
Oh, who are you?
Oh, I'm Dala, you know, or as they call me, the Toe Sucker, my superhero X-Men name. You know, we're sorry. I think we just misunderstood you.
We're called Tucker for short.
Yeah.
Now I need it. Now, Dala, are you ready to be my permanent host?
I mean, if I'm compatible, like maybe. And it's consensual.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be. Do you mind consent to this? And then it's like a Google sharing doc.
Like I agree or disagree.
Get,
thing
like
long.
A link shared, yeah.
I immediately scroll to the like bottom, push I agree, link. I read everything, and I push agree. Yeah. Immediately.
All right, it's time for the compatibility test. All right, let's go ahead and come pick up.
Is this gonna hurt?
Yes, it's gonna be very painful.
Ooh, but I like pain, so.
Are you?
Actually, I'm missing a pinky. I'm missing a pinky toe, so this would be perfect. If you could be, I have two big toes on my. Because my mystique.
Yeah, you just have two big toes, one on the outside, one on the inside.
There is no pain. You have okay.
Yes.
And then, before this you all. Know it, Dala is...
Yeah! I feel so powerful.
Suddenly, everybody wakes up. You're on the couch. You've been watching. You're on the season finale. The credits of X-Men 97 Season 1 are rolling up. Everyone's like, wow, what a strange dream. And then Dala, suddenly, you hear a, well, all right, what are we doing next? And you look down, and your second big toe, where your pinky toe should be, is looking up at you. Yeah.
Canonically, I have two big toes.
So what's the next adventure for us, buddy?
I think it's Gym Leader Nate's episode next. So, I mean, I guess it depends on that, really.
Hey,
you're our fourth host, I think. So.
Who pissed my pants while we were gone?
Sorry, that wasn't me.
Gibbledang walks in a full leather Gimp Wolverine outfit.
Ooh, Gibbledang.
Guys. What?
Oh. Duh. Oh, that looks bad. Oh, that looks bad. Gibbledang, you should take that off. That looks
painful.
Really bad. Yeah,
it also looks
really
painful.
I need to go to the hospital. I didn't think costume on would make me go to the hospital. Yeah.
Yeah, you look like a tube of toothpaste that's about to pop.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Why don't we go ahead and give a couple shout-outs to Big Toes? Why don't we give a shout-out to my toes, sis, huh?
Yeah, I guess before you go.
Cellular division.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, without that, humans wouldn't exist. Shout-out to
Gay Wolverine. Gay Noel.
Yeah.
Shout-out to Mystique.
Wolverine. Yeah, shout out to Mystique.
Yeah, shout out to spitting in other people's mouths. Let's go.
Ooh, that was hot. That was hot.
Right, that's right.
Shout out to giving blowjobs to Bill Clinton.
Shout out to Toe Sucker.
That's true. Oh my god, I'm so excited. Oh, fuck.
You're so excited.
I wish I could see that picture. Holy shit.
I bet he did it like a pro. Like, he did
it
like.
Oh my god.
He's like
yeah,
done
dude,
a million
you know
times.
Trump's got that deep throat gang. Oh my god. Holy shit.
You know he's guzzling, Blizzy.
Holy fucking shit.
Holy shit. Yeah, shout out to Peter.
Shout out to penis.
Oh, holy fucking shit, Trump. You're doing so good. You're going big sloppy style.
I'm about to come.
The wanger. Okay. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Alright.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.